This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Mayor Rusvetsky, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
So tell us about this article that you've got going in, that you've got headlining at clarionproject.org. Bye Bye Dubai, Wife of Ruler Flees. Tell us about this.
Well, this is the sixth wife of the Dubai's ruler, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. It's a mouthful. Princess Khaya. She's about 45. He's 69 years old. They have two children together, a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old. And she took her children and with $31 million, which is a tiny fraction of his $31, $35 billion fortune, and ran. And she went, it was reported that she first went to Germany and then she went to London, where she has a home in Kensington.
And what is the reason? What is really going on there?
Well, you know, according to the Sheikh, he's accusing her of betraying their marriage with her British bodyguard. And he's taken to social media and Instagram. He's written poetry about it and disowned her and says he's going to fight her in the UK courts, which means that he probably is not going to try to drag her back to Dubai, like he did with his two daughters. So I don't know if you remember, but two of his 30 children, Princess Latifa and Princess Shamsa, they tried to escape in 2002, and they were brought back. Latifa tried another escape not too long ago, that we covered extensively. Let me tell you when that was. That was just last year in April, and she rented a yacht. Actually, it was an American vessel, and she attempted to sail out of there, and they came after her, and they dragged her back there. And there are reports that, you know, she's being held, that both of them are being drugged and tortured, and doesn't sound like a pretty situation for the women family members of this ruler of Dubai.
Yeah, an incredible, incredible thing. David, Major David Katz joining us in studio. You follow military all around the world. You follow these, this type of a government. This is very different, isn't it?
It's bizarre. I haven't come across this before. Absolutely bizarre. Running after your wife like that.
Oh, David. Yeah, this is the male ego now talking. If she wants to go, then let her go. But the interesting thing is it's a combination of different worlds, isn't it? I mean, on Instagram, social media, being the whole modern type of existence, and on the other hand, sort of dragging people back to a country that they don't want to be in anymore.
Yeah, it's very, very different. And, you know, also there's a lot of political ramifications because of all the countries that are involved. Besides the UK, Princess Khaya is the half-sister of the King of Jordan. So that really puts a little bit of a kink in it. That's why we don't think that, you know, he's going to try to drag her back and kidnap her like he did his daughters who ran away.
And what does this say really about the changing or lack or non-changing attitude in Dubai? Dubai tries to portray itself as the center of the modern Middle East, and in many ways it is. Do you think that, does this betray all of that?
Well, I think that there is this image that Dubai likes to have, that they're modern and all everything that goes with that to attract Western money and Western tourism and things like that. But they are still a heavy-duty Sharia-run country. We have seen story after story of Westerners who, single women who have worked there from Scandinavia, from other places, just these horrific stories of women who have been raped, and they go to report the rape, and they're imprisoned for having sex without being married. So this is still going on in Dubai, and it takes like major diplomatic efforts. They're thrown in these horrible conditions, you know, rat-infested cells on the floor. You know, this is the other side of Dubai that people don't talk about. But when you're talking about a country that's still run by this brutal Sharia law, this is what you're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's also a question of this diplomacy conducted like it used to be a century ago through royalty and royal marriages and building up your relations with other countries by having these royal marriages and that type of thing. So it's also harking back to that, which is very interesting, because obviously this puts relationships with Jordan in jeopardy for Dubai, I would think.
Yes, that absolutely. That's why I think that he's going to let this go. He's going to fight it out in the courts in the UK, and he's not going to make any major move. But this is also what you're seeing, like in the modern era, these women are not standing by and letting themselves. I mean, I'm assuming they're probably abused. There's too many cases of his family members trying to leave, but you're not going to see the women even. You know, for these arranged royal marriages, standing by and letting this happen anymore.
Incredible. Really, really an unbelievable shift. And the fact that, that Claren is talking about these things, I think is vital. I think these stories have been, you know, where this is obviously a very, very, public figure and a person who's part of the higher echelon of society. But unfortunately in Saudi Arabia and many of these countries, this issue around the subjugation of women, and actual imprisonment, kidnapping of women, has gone on for an incredible amount of time and has largely actually been ignored by mainstream media.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, it's not just the princesses and it's not just the wife of the ruler. We see that in other Sharia-based cultures or even just, unfortunately, you know, Arab countries, but women do not have those kind of rights. Most women have to ask permission to go out. They have to ask permission to, you know, have a job of their fathers, of their husbands. We hear horrible stories all the time, and it's across the board. And so it may not be the law like it is in Saudi Arabia where you actually have guardianship laws, but this is prevalent, and it needs to change.
Absolutely, it does. David, your thoughts?
I think what's interesting is that social media is changing what's happening out there and giving a voice. Everybody becomes their own little journalist.
And advocate, too.
And it's an empowered a whole bunch of people that have never had a voice before. I think that is very interesting about these things also. There's been
absolutely
an example,
you know,
previously where one of these women escaped. And, I mean, the only way she got through this whole thing was through social media, by making her situation, the people aware of her situation. That's incredible, I think. That's an incredible advancement.
Right, this Saudi Arabian girl who... Canada took in.
That's
what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's an incredible situation.
Yeah.
And when Princess Latifah escaped, you know, she made a YouTube video that she put up, and maybe she had scheduled it or whatever. She said, "If you're watching this now, it means that I have been captured." So the whole world knew about it through YouTube.
Yeah, incredible. Really, really incredible. Time is 8:55. Mary Swirsky from Claren Project. Go and look at this article on their site as well as others. Really, really interesting indeed.